Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Take this podcast of Heidi, Will and Woody anywhere and get whole of home Actronair aircon installed by Infinity Air for $5,500. Limited time. See infinityair.com.au. Infinity with an I, not a Y.
In this catch-up...
What features are you scared of giving to your kids?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Will and Woods, there's some photos that I came across this morning that are changing the way that people are seeing childbirth. So for long in movies and you hear horror stories how women are screaming and it's awful. And
Oh, yes, my goodness.
A bit like that.
Yeah, it scared me.
And, you know, and they're quite confronting. Now, these photos that I came across this morning are from a Perth woman who gave birth in 2015 here, the very first water birth at Fiona Stanley Hospital.
Beautiful.
I've given them in front of you. I've given them to you because they are, I found, still even quite confronting. And this maybe shows why I'm still not ready to become a mum.
Yeah.
So you can check out the photos yourself.
Do you want me to look at them?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
What am I? Oh, there it is. Wow, you don't see it at first, do you?
Oh.
There it is.
That is a woman giving birth.
I didn't realize you flipped into the dog at like...
No, oh, it just depends which way you come out.
No, you don't.
No,
but let's not use...
Oh, sorry. But
like he's talking yoga terms.
I know. He's talking yoga terms, like the table position.
Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Okay, but this is what they're saying here, is they're trying to get these photos out there because so many women and men are scarred. No, the baby's crowning.
How is the baby breathing? It's underwater.
I'm going to ask that now. But the thing is...
Has it got a snorkel? Give it a snorkel.
It's not breathing.
It lives in water for 9 months.
It's inside. It's in water.
It's breathing through the umbilical cord.
Yeah, so it still has the cord.
It's still attached.
It still has the cord.
Oh, thank God.
So it's okay.
Oh, hang on. Can a baby be underwater with an umbilical cord, and that's just a snorkel through its belly button.
It's not a snorkel necessarily, but...
I think this is rattling for everyone listening right now, that babies can breathe underwater.
Within the sack, within the placenta, right, it's not, there's no oxygen in there. So there's got to be some form of oxygen getting to it.
That's why they say you shouldn't smoke because everything goes through.
Oh, no, I get that. I just didn't know you could pop a baby out in the
anyway,
water.
I think these photos, well, I think they're beautiful, but I was still a little bit confronted by them when I first saw them this morning.
Wow, I mean, it's... Imagine if you're the baby in that sense.
Yeah.
Come out thinking you're a merman.
Anyway, they're saying, so there's these photos by Angela Gallo.
Where's Atlantis?
She's a photographer, birth photographer here in Perth. Anyway, I want to know on 131060 if you had a happy birthing suite, because we're told that everyone has a terrible time and that there's screaming and swearing. They're saying that it was the most beautiful, peaceful thing that they've ever experienced. And in movies, she said it's terrifying and loud and dramatic, and the women always seem to be in like a huge bits of pain.
Yeah.
But they're saying the reality is these women aren't sharing their stories, or even men, because they're so worried to put other people down because they're like, oh... Some people are having pleasurable births.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Some people are having exciting, fun, happy, and people are laughing the babies out.
Do you think that
I want to speak to someone who laughed the baby out.
So Tiana, who's giving birth there.
Yes.
Would she be, she's obviously consented to these shots.
Yes.
Flying around.
Yeah, it's a birth photographer. So if you go to this lady's website.
She put a highlighter over Gallo. Her breasts.
No, I did that. Oh. So that you guys didn't focus on the breasts.
I barely even noticed it.
Mr. Dog.
So that's
she put a highlighter over her nipples. You think she did that? Yeah, no worries. You can have me fully exposed on my back giving birth. However, if you could please just take a pen and
I've censored the nipples.
Censor my nipples.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
It's the best opener in the game.
This is Will's Words.
Will's Words time. Get an expression, give it to Anderson and Whitelaw, who then try and figure out the origin of it, the meaning of it if they can.
Mm.
I think together we're doing pretty well. Like together we're a forehand down the line.
Yeah.
Cumulatively.
Together we've got 13 out of 14.
I don't think you're not a forehand down the line. I think
we are.
You're getting the ball in the service box together. It's not,
I'll take that. We're returning it, though.
Why did you say forehand down the line?
I've kicked a few goals in my time.
Tom, our producer was talking to me about tennis, and now all I can think about is tennis.
Okay. Right, expression today is long in the tooth.
Beautiful. Long teeth.
Long in the tooth.
Long in the tooth.
Long in the tooth. Now, I've definitely heard this one before.
Good.
A bit long in the tooth, Ando.
You're a bit long in the tooth, aren't you, Will?
Ooh, are you, Will? Look at that forehand down the line. Look at us go.
He hit a goal.
If you think you know the answer, 131060, give us a call.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
So the expression this morning is long in the tooth.
Yes.
Give us the meaning and the origin if you can. We'll kick it off with you, my friend.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Roger Rabbit. Or Peter Rabbit, one of the two.
One of the famous
was
rabbits.
Unfortunately very long in the tooth. Like if you've seen rabbits, they have real long teeth.
Yeah.
So it's sadly he was born that way, unfortunately. And when he came out of the hole,
yeah.
Everyone
Which hole?
Like
Which
when because he lived under the ground, rabbits live under the ground. When he buried himself out of the hole,
yeah. I'm buying that.
He was judged by the people. They said, "Oh, he's a bit long in the tooth." That's how the expression long in the tooth came about. People now use it
as they what?
They judge people around the world. So, they go, oh, he's a bit long in the tooth.
So it's just
having to go at someone.
It's just a general payout.
Yeah, it's just a bit of judgment.
So if you say you're being a bit long in the tooth, yeah, you're being a bit judgy.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. Pretty good.
Awful.
You go? Okay.
Woody, your guy. When he came out of the hole.
Remember, he lived in a hole.
No, he didn't.
Well, you All know, right. One of them did. Alice in Wonderland or someone.
Oh, jeez.
Alice in Wonderland.
There was a rabbit in there.
There was a rabbit in the hat.
Oh.
Is there?
Yes.
Lived in a hat, Ando. All right. Sorry. Now, mine's a bit different. But just for the record, I think yours is really good.
Thanks, Woody.
Okay. Fiji.
Do you really want to go on? Like,
oh, you want to end it there, do we? No.
Okay,
I will go on.
Okay.
I've worked too bloody hard not to
go on. All right, go on.
Fiji. It originated in Fiji.
Yeah.
There was a man who lived in Fiji many, many years ago, many moons ago, and they called him Man with Long Tooth. And he solved the problem of opening coconuts. They could hear the fluid, but they couldn't get in there. And then Longtooth came along. And then he just opened coconuts for the whole village.
Very good.
And then they would breed with him. They worshipped him.
Yep.
And side note, that's where the hula dance was created because women would do that dance for him when they wanted to mate with him.
Hula and Fiji, very different.
That's
different
Hawaii.
Different countries. Different countries.
Agree to disagree.
Slightly racist.
Is it really?
Yeah, but definitely you're just stereotyping islanders.
They wear skirts,
there you go. And then the Maori people were
joking.
That was a joke.
Jesus
that was a joke. That was a joke.
So is that your answer?
I know. That was a joke. No, long tooth. Fiji.
All right, I'm going to go to Adric, who's given us a call from Byford. Adric, you know what it means, but you don't know the origin.
I'm not 100% sure on the origin, but I think it might have something to do with horses.
Well, let's just go with the meaning first, Adric.
Horse.
Yeah. It's meaning that you're old or getting on in age.
Definitely. That's very good. Thanks very much for that, mate.
Oh, because you can tell how old a horse is by their teeth
or
something?
We're going to cross over to our newsreader, Claire.
Oh.
Claire.
Yeah, I happen to know this one too.
Very good. So what's the origin of it?
Some of us are smart in this building, others aren't.
Yeah, you can tell the age of a horse by looking in its mouth. The longer the tooth, the older the horse.
There you go.
Yeah,
very good. Thank you, Claire.
I was close with the Roger Rabbit.
No,
and
you
the
weren't,
rabbits
mate. You were nowhere near
it. I was close with the Fiji one.
Neither of you get a point. Again, we're stuck on 7-5.
How big do their teeth get, though? That's ridiculous.
Horses' teeth don't stop growing.
What? They don't grow very fast, obviously, because otherwise they'd hit the ground.
Obviously.
Sorry. Let's get the brains in here if we can.
I wasn't being rude to you. I was like,
oh, Encyclopedia Anderson.
Hey, I read all encyclopedias when I was little.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Got this bloke in the studio.
Go.
Jerry McGovern. from the West Coast Eagles. Welcome, Gav.
Hello.
Been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Since we've seen you face
to face. Yeah, since we've seen. It's been great.
I think the last time we saw you, you were wearing a Joe Dirt style wig.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was. Sunglasses.
Yeah, I've seen you boys have invested in a couple of dealers as well. Good on you.
We're inspired by your
fashion. Great. Good. Let's get it back.
You really brought us in.
Do you wear them seriously, though?
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh, right.
What else would you...
They take the mickey when they wear theirs.
Actually, not.
They're serious.
Hey, we are serious about our speed dealers, Heidi. Now, we're going to talk football briefly because, you know, that's what we need to do, I think. I know you don't want to.
Yeah, not really.
But you wouldn't want to. Like, if you're not going great at the moment, then it's like, yeah, you just want to get out there and play, right?
Yeah, you do. Especially after you lose, you want to get back and try to redeem yourself a bit. But, yeah, that's what happens when you lose, so.
You guys are a good side. I think I'm expressing. Look, my neighbour. Oh, geez, my neighbour. They're elderly people. Mm. They were going to the footy on the weekend, and they were like, "This is a couple of weekends ago," and they were like, they were wearing their West Coast kits, and they're all pumped up." And I was like, "Good luck, guys. You know, should be a good game. Hopefully, be all right." And the guy, I forget what his name is, turned to me and he goes, "Yeah, well, if they decide to rock up this week."
Oh,
he said that outside the car to me, and I was like, "Well, geez, all right." I think you know they're obviously going to give it a crack,
but
you guys know that that's the sort of stuff that flies around about you at the moment.
Yeah,
you must.
Fans are frustrated, but can you imagine how they must feel then?
So my question is, do you guys think you get any closer to knowing why?
Yeah, that's a good question. If we knew why, we wouldn't.
Yeah,
do
but
it.
Are you yeah, any so, closer to it? Like, is there,
yeah,
you,
we're trying to work through it, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just a few things, I guess, here and there that have sort of popped up with everyone sort of questioning our effort and attack and how aggressive, I guess, we are. But, we'll definitely be working on it. But I think it's just the fact that we know what our best is.
Because your best is up there with the best.
So if we don't get close to that most weeks, it seems like we're not trying.
Yep.
But which we are trying. It's just the fact that we're not playing as good as what we'd love to.
You're not in sync or something.
Yeah, it's just a few things a little bit off. But that's what we have the mid-season break for. We can recoup and have a few new goals and get ready for the second half of the year.
Is that a bye still sitting within the eight?
Yeah, exactly. We're still, I guess, a little bit positive there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been a heap of negatives thrown around. But I think we haven't had too bad of a first half. Not as good as what we'd like, but... Yeah, like I said, back in.
You're in the mix. You're in the mix. I mean, like, the good news is, if you're a West Coast supporter, that your future is in your hands.
Yeah,
you know, definitely. It's not, you're not waiting on any other variables. It's all on you guys. You've got a chance.
Yeah, we do. And we'll, like I said, we'll review that over the next couple of days.
Great.
Which would be good for the second half of the year.
And then you're playing Thursday, so...
Yeah, next Thursday, yes.
Beautiful.
So, against Geelong. So, it'd be a good one for
good
us to
good game as well.
Off.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're a great little barometer for where the competition is at the moment.
Very good.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Jeremy McGovern is in the studio with us. Gov, pleasure to have you here again.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Mate, Woody breached something with you just before the traffic.
Yep. I know you've been asked about it a lot, especially in the last couple of weeks, but may as well go again.
Get an exclusive.
Yeah.
Since JK went down, there was a lot of media and press about get the Gov up front. Put the Gov forward. Where do you want to play and where do you think you should be playing?
I think I should be playing wherever Simo wants me to play.
Just in case he's listening now. Yeah. But don't you have like a passion for a position? Like, or do you think, nah, I can play everything?
I think I can do it if we need it. But... Yeah, it's a bit different. JK's out the side. If he's in the side, it's a no-brainer.
You've been through this before, though. Like, you know, it's always been, you know, great set of hands on you. I'd love to have you up forward.
Yeah.
But if you were going to play up forward, would you be able to slide right into it or...?
It's a bit harder than everyone sort of thinks going forward. It's a lot of different running patterns and different things compared to back.
Yeah.
It's not just going up there and kicking a goal. You've got to... You've actually got to work really hard as forward.
So if you were going to go forward, you'd need to be making a call to someone like, or speaking to someone like Josh Kennedy
being like, he'd probably be the first bloke.
And be like, JK, how does it all work out?
Yeah. Yeah, he'd definitely be the first bloke I'd call to ask him a few questions on how.
Would he be
forward.
Rattled if you called him?
I don't know if you would.
Are you supposed to see him this morning at training?
Yeah, I'll see him at training, yeah, after this.
You've obviously got his number, though.
Yeah.
What about if right now on air you gave Josh Kennedy a call and asked him how to play forward?
Yeah.
He'd
love that. He'd be waiting for my call, I reckon.
Okay.
7:30 on a 7:30. Thursday morning.
He's going to be a little bit rattled, but you're willing to call. All right, let's whip your phone out. Right now, Heidi, Will and Woody, Jerry McGovern, if you've got his number there.
Oh, I'll get it out.
We're going to dial it up. This is Jerry McGovern calling Josh Kennedy to ask him how he could go playing forward. You ready to go?
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, what's going on?
I was just calling. I was just sitting around doing nothing. I was just giving you a bell about how I want to play forward, mate.
Hey, what?
I want to play forward, and I'm just calling you to see how I can play forward.
Yeah, what, do you want me to sit down with Simo on that? Why are they not letting you play forward?
Yeah, well, I want to play forward. I just want to speak to you and ask you how I can play forward. How do I get there? How do I play forward?
I don't know. So Simo wants you. What does Simo want you to do? Like, you want to play forward? Does Simo not want you? He wants you to play down back.
Yeah, well, he's just throwing it up a bit. I think he might just be doubting me a bit up forward. So
yeah,
I'm just calling. Gotcha. I'm calling the best forward in the game and just trying to find out how do I get forward.
Yeah, man. We can all we do is we can sit down today and go through like a fair bit of the stuff. There's ways I reckon. Yeah, because everyone comes up forward, and especially I reckon you think you just got to work harder.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's music to my ears.
It's just all timing, man. Like, I think with you, like, you just got to get better at timing your leads. You know what I mean? Which is the main thing. But we can sit down today, man, and go through your tape.
Yeah.
I'll be up forward.
Yes.
And then have a look through. You know, all your options that you had, all the things that the opportunities you missed and stuff like that.
Yeah, it just feels like I need a bit more swagger in that up there, up in the forward line, you know?
Yeah. We'll sit down today, man, and go through it all if you want.
Yeah, that sounds good, I reckon.
Yeah, too easy.
Yeah, all right, beautiful.
No worries, man. What time are we on today? You shit me when you ring at 7:30. I thought we were fucking late for a meeting.
Yeah.
All right, stop swearing. Stop swearing. Stop swearing. JK, it's Heidi, Will and Woody here, mate. Mate, that's a very nice
Guy, mate. This guy was taking the piss right now. And he was saying, what, swagger? And I was
No, but it was you straight away went into like wanting to help him, which shows the kind of guy JK. That you are.
You want him up front, mate.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can't. I was about to say, are you taking the piss? And then I thought, oh, I didn't want to.
Yeah. What if Gov's actually reaching out to me here?
Thanks,
mate. And, mate, hopefully, quite honestly, what do you think about
him as fault?
Gov playing up front, mate.
All right, he can then get down back.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
If you've got a mate who's made up his own nickname.
Oh.
And
the
great paradox of these situations is that because they've made it up themselves, the name is so obviously way too cool for them.
Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin.
So 3060, if you tried to make your own nickname, or if you've got a mate that's tried to do it.
Mm.
I know I had a mate whose surname is Strangey, went to Stranger, and he started calling himself Danger Zone.
Did people, like, buy into it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But we did play Highway to the Danger Zone whenever he rocked up for a party for a while.
I had a friend that wanted to call herself Pixie. Like, not even.
But shot for it, though.
Shot for it. Yeah. So that's Mel.
And that's also
she
a great
was like,
chat.
I've always wanted a nickname, and no one's ever given me a nickname.
Yeah.
And she still throws random things out. But she went with Pixie for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Sure.
Because she wanted to be a Pixie Queen.
Yeah.
And we were like, that's not cool.
And
you
isn't
can't
that
give
a
yourself
great,
your own nickname.
Isn't that a great chat, Hides, when they sit down with you and go, okay, guys, so
This I've decided I'd like now. To be called Pixie. Yeah. And you're like, sorry, mate, you don't choose your name.
Yeah.
That's the one thing you don't get. No, particularly in Australia, you don't pick your own nickname.
I think you can do it. You're just going to be more subtle about it. I've done it. You know I've done it.
What,
in year 11 at school.
That's right. I
started calling myself Big Dog.
He did.
Oh.
And it bloody
that
worked.
That didn't stick, Woods. No. It didn't stick.
Well, no, in Melbourne, it is absolutely stuck. The Big Dog.
But he did 60. We've got a mate that's tried to give himself their own nickname. We'll take those calls, but... Tanasi Kokkinakis.
Yeah. Tanasi Kokkinakis.
What's his nickname going to?
He and Nick Kyrgios have been affectionately nicknamed by the media as Australia's Special Ks.
Mm.
Kyrgios, Kokkinakis. Yeah, that works.
The Special K sense. Boys, particularly given that they've also been up to a whole bunch of antics on and off the court that have filtered through. So, get this. Kokkinakis' dad... has branded or come up with a trademark Special K for a brand of tennis merchandise.
Oh.
You know how like Federer and Nadal and stuff have got their own hats and Kokkinakis' dad has made Special K tennis merch.
And sell like hotcakes. I'd love to get a Kokkinakis racket.
Oh.
It's early to be doing that, isn't it?
I know.
You've really got to be a champion.
They're really rolling with this new nickname.
You've got, like, look at the people that have done it. So the people that have done it are Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, and Novak Djokovic.
Jordan. Yeah, well, Jordan was probably the first one to...
Outside of, just within the tennis sphere.
Oh, right, yeah.
Outside of the tennis sphere, you get people like Michael Jordan who start making their own brand. But Tanasi Kokkinakis' dad is branded Special K. And get this, Kellogg's, valued at $34 billion... are now suing them for trying to use Special K.
So funny. Really. And they'll probably get him.
They're going, of course. Special K, Kellogg's, has a trademark over 8 different variations on the term Special K.
Really?
Yeah, so Kokkinakis, purely through trying to make his own nickname Special K, is now getting taken to court over it for a huge lawsuit. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I know. 13-10-60, though.
Yeah.
Love to know if you guys got a mate who's tried to give themselves a nickname.
Can it be successful or are you just shooting for
Can be successful. Can be successful. Apparently, not surprisingly, at high school, Kokkinakis was called something else.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all went to go there, didn't we?
We did. But we're a mature show.
We are.
Yep. We're a mature show.
I don't even know what you're referring to. I've missed the joke.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Sophie from Applecross, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good, Sophie,
your cousin gave himself a nickname?
Yes, he's been a pretty boy, but he's given himself the nickname of Dangerous Dave. Where he has branded his tattoo with DD17.
No!
No!
Dangerous Dave, DD17.
Dangerous Dave.
Dangerous Dave isn't bad.
Dangerous Dave.
Oh.
So, Sophie, the nickname hadn't...
Dangerous Dave, 17, is his favourite number as well. So,
oh, wow.
And that hasn't stuck. So no one calls him Dangerous Dave, and he decided to brand himself with DD.
Yeah, so he calls himself Danger. I call him Danger Mouse. Dangerous Dave, he did it all himself, and he's loving it. And we laugh.
All right,
Sophie. You've just got to laugh at them.
I think you do. I think you can get around them if they're kind of taking the mickey out of themselves a bit.
Yeah, agreed.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you with the Danger Zone business.
Yeah.
Like you're getting around him a little bit, and like giving him a bit of a cookie.
Yeah, like, and sometimes I feel like with footballers as well, sometimes they get a little bit of a name for themselves and they will roll with it and it's kind of fun.
Well, see, you guys gave me the nickname Ando. I hated that because my dad's called Ando, my brother's called Ando, there's Hamish and Andy, and you know, he's called Ando. I was always just happy with Heidi.
Did you call yourself Hoover or did that come
from
somewhere?
No, that came.
No, I was just
that
curious.
Was London.
Oh, right.
Or Europe, one of the two.
Oh, Jesus.
So that wasn't you going, look at
Hoover. No, guys, stop calling me Hoover.
Bit of a geezer. Bit of a geezer.
Yeah, lucky we've got that camera in this studio right now.
That looks pretty bad. Please start calling me Hoover, is what happened there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Now, lucky we can see that. Moving on.
Daisy, shall we? Daisy.
Hello, Daisy.
What's with that?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Daisy.
Daisy, you gave yourself a nickname?
So I was watching an episode of, like, Gordon Ramsay and MasterChef and whatnot, and I really liked how they would call him Chef and be like, yes, Chef.
Oh, yes.
And it was just really powerful. So I've decided, as the group leader, that I'd like for my friends to start calling me chef.
You know, they do that in the kitchens. Like, they don't call the chef their name; they call them chef.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
Yeah, so do you work in a kitchen?
No, but I feel like it gives me that level of authority.
Authority side. Yeah.
This is what I was talking about before, Daisy, is that that moment where you sit down with your friends and say, I mean, like, how did you approach your mates? Was it a group sit down, or did you go to your closest friend and said, can you please? Because that's how it's happened to me a few times. I've had a mate come over to me and go, can you just start calling me this?
Plant the seed.
Yeah, and then everyone else will catch on. Yeah. Is that what you went for, Daisy?
No, I just kind of did it as a, guys, this is what's happening.
Yeah, right. No, see, that wouldn't have floated in any group of friends.
Chef.
Yes, no worries.
Thanks for calling, Chef.
Thanks, Chef.
Get out of
it
here.
It doesn't sound good unless you're in a kitchen.
Nah, it's weird.
It's awful.
Almost as bad as Hoover. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you had to put that one back, didn't you?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Hi, it's Wilbur.
Woody.
Very exciting. George and Amal Clooney have welcomed twins into the world.
Isn't that great? So his first kids, I think, is it? Or has he had kids before?
That's a bloody good question and probably a question I should know the answer to, but I don't. The twins are called Alexander and Ella.
And they're his first, Woods.
They're his first. Yeah.
There we go.
Beautiful. It's just come to me. There it is. they had a phone call with George's dad.
Yeah.
As soon as the kids came in, they had a discussion over Skype, and George's dad did an interview about the twins recently, and he revealed this.
Nina swears they have George's nose.
Now, when I heard that,
Were
you thinking, God, if George Clooney's sexy as an old man, imagine what his dad's like.
No, I wasn't thinking that, but that's a good thought. I heard that George's kids, his twins, had his nose, and my heart just sank because we all know on this show that I've got a terrible nose.
I don't think your nose is that bad, mate.
And it's a shocker. I can't drink out of a champagne glass because it gets caught. I've got to pull it out of the way.
It's not horrible. He's got a patio out the back.
There's a huge hook on the end of it.
We all know that he's had the extension.
It looks a bit long. I've had the extension.
It's a little bit long, but who cares?
I've had the renovation
out the
back.
You can see the bloke swinging in the armchair out the back.
You can.
Underneath there.
And I'm not denying that. I hate my
nose. That's what the boogers are. When he has boogers in his nose, I'm like, bloke in the armchair there.
Hey, open the door, mate. You need to chill out a little bit, all right? Now, let me go back to what I was trying to say.
You've got a huge nose.
Yeah, right, I've got a huge nose. Okay, we've covered that. Now, I get worried that my kids, if I do have kids, would get my nose.
So that audio just
freaked me out. I was like, I would feel shocking. Lad. Oh, thanks, Ando. I appreciate that. But I just want to focus on the nose. It's a shocking nose.
It's true.
Let's all accept that.
It's true.
Okay? I'm not doing this for compliments. I've got a shocker.
You'd be worried.
Well, I'd be worried that they would get my fat stomach.
Okay.
Like,
and this
if I had a kid. Like, you know, that's what I'd be worried. Oh, because I get, you know, the heavy tire around the middle, which my mum has as well. Like,
the heavy tire.
The heavy tire. Yeah, is that what it is?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
The tire.
It's like the diabetic belly.
Yeah, right.
I'd like people to join into this sort of conversation on 13 1060.
Yeah.
I'm worried that my future kids would get me nose, and you're worried
they're going to get the spare tire.
Can you have people call up concerned about what their partner might give their kids? Because I had a similar chat about my schnoz with my girlfriend as well.
I don't know what's wrong with your schnoz.
It's the same as yours.
You're just coming from a place of perspective, though, because you know, you're kind of like right now, Eureka Skydeck, and I'm the Rialto.
Well, no, I'm not.
You know what I mean? Like, you're on the Skydeck. Do you know what I mean? You're enormous. I mean, when you go swimming at the beach and you're on your back, I often think it's a shark.
Yeah, that's happened before. I've set off the shark alarm before.
So you're worried about that you or your partner, a feature that they all have, you're worried that the kid will get it.
So it's really simple. On 13 1060, what feature of yours are you worried that you will pass on to your baby?
It's a real fear.
It's a real fear.
It's a real fear. Maybe the fear of the feature. Maybe you're pregnant right now.
And you're going, oh, no, it's going to get me ears.
You're just trying to mold the nose in through the belly.
It doesn't have to be nose. Give us a call. What feature are you worried your baby is going to get?
More noses, please.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Kiara from Hamilton Hill, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Now, you're actually worried that this is a feature that your boyfriend has that will be passed on to your babies.
Yes. So my boyfriend and both of his brothers actually have really big ears.
Yeah, right.
So I'm actually worried that my child is going to get like these and not just like mid big ears, like they're big ears. Aww. Like they're there.
And there are, and it's the boys that have got the big ears.
Yeah, and the boys.
You're a little bit worried that if you have a girl,
but girls can hide their ears. She's gonna behind
have,
their
she's gonna have
hair.
The big Dumbos
on a. Well, I don't have quite big ears, so hopefully,
guys, you shouldn't sound so awful.
No,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
Like when you say, "Oh, the Dumbo ears."
Well, she might be able to fly. That's the. I mean, it's a great opportunity.
It's the medical terminology.
I mean, the elephant could fly. Maybe she could fly too.
Plus, during birth, you can pull the baby out from the ears, which is also. Carla from Belia, how are you going?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What feature are you worried you're going to pass on to your babies?
Well, it's not exactly me, but it's my husband.
Yeah, okay.
And he has a slight monobrow.
Oh, God.
The hairy brow.
That's a great feel. That's a great fear.
But he's not even, like, from, like, an Italian background or, like, a wog background. Which
just has
like,
a brow.
He does. He's got a monobrow. And we've had two kids already, and I'm pregnant with our third. And my first didn't have it, thank God. And she's almost four, and it doesn't look like she's getting it.
Lucky.
And then I had a son, and then he didn't come out with a monobrow. So I'm like, cool, two out of three kids don't have it. And literally about to pop out the third in, like, a week. And
it's just
really
going to be, imagine if the kid's face is just a brow.
Oh.
It's like, because you dodged it in the first two, it's all come together in a big sledgehammer effect in the third one. And the face is, there's no other features. It's just a brow.
You can always wax
just
your
a
brow.
Solid brow that comes out.
It's a brow with legs and arms. That's all it'll be. Thanks, Carl. We've got Zoe here from Banksia Grove. Hey, Zoe.
Hi.
What feature of yours or your partner's are you worried?
Yeah, it's my husband. He has really long toes. He has an extra knuckle in his toes, and it's really obvious. So it's just, they're a bit long. No, they're long.
How long are they, Zoe?
Oh, God. It's all toe and no feet.
All toe and no feet.
Yeah. I've got a girlfriend who has the
long fingers.
Yeah, they look like fingers.
Yeah, they do. They really do. He's got a size 13 and he's... toes are just so long. First thing I noticed when my daughter was born is she got his toes.
Oh, no, you've already had one that's got them.
But don't worry, they look good painted. Like, you know, you can paint the toenails and
stuff. Sure, you can just do it a bit like a circumcision. You just chop them off.
Lob them off.
Just lob off the end.
Yeah, I'd lob them off. But you could pick stuff up if you had long fingers on your toes, couldn't you? Like a little...
maybe... Oh, no. Little claws. Didn't say that.
I'm going to go to Harry then, shall we? Hey, Harry from Adderdale. Hi, Harry.
Hello.
Now, Harry, you're 10 years old?
Yes.
Okay, and you're scared of getting something from your parents?
Yes.
What is it? What is it, mate?
His bald hair.
Oh, no.
Harry, take it from a man that's in the midst of losing his hair.
How do you feel about
it's
that,
a knock, it's a knock to the pride, but I think once you embrace it, you're part of an elite club.
Yeah.
You're part of an elite club, mate. I mean, captain of the Eagles at the moment, he's on the way out.
He is.
Yep.
He's on the way out. I mean, there are some great people that haven't got any hair. Charles Xavier, hair. I mean, when you start to look at them.
Gary Ablett, great
Gary Ablett,
hair.
We're actually respected. We're wildly respected in the community, mate.
I'm actually thinking right now, Harry, that we should just jump the gun. Let's shave you down right now.
What do you think?
I think that was a no.
That's enough Heidi, Will and Woody for now. But to keep you smiling, check out Actronair Aircon installed by Infinity Air for $5,500. Limited time, see infinityair.com.au. Infinity with an I, not a Y.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9. With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.